We would like to speak to you a moment about the importance of keeping your energy pure. And this is not a teaching about being a perfect person or without flaw. It is a lesson about consciousness, about what is interfacing with your energy. Again, this is not a lesson that can be done perfectly, because we understand that your world is more than a little dark now, more than a little confused. But when you decide to be conscious about what is impacting you and to be willing to act on that information, you are doing this lesson. You are doing a very wise thing. What happens so often is that you will be in a situation, and we are not talking simply about mismatching or uncomfortable energy, but energy that presses on yours, that seems to want to become a part of your energy. And we will know that and then go to the head to explain why that is happening and why we should not be reacting to it. And this is the way of the head. And we cannot turn our energy environment over to our head. We must be cognizant, but we must also be intuitive about what is good for us energetically. Now, what has been presented to you very often as sensitivity is not actually sensitivity at all. It is fear. But it is fear that is not able to make discernments. If someone has a heavy energy but no harm is intended, you do not have to take that energy into your field, nor do you need to be worried about it. That is a discernment. Someone who considers themselves to be sensitive, in the too sensitive range, will haul back in appallment, if it should be a word, it is not, and say, I cannot be around that. Well, it simply means they do not understand how to care for their own energy. On the other hand, something not nearly so obvious can come to you and press on your energy in a way that is intended to be intrusive. And when that kind of energy is present, you then must be responsible for stopping that. There are, of course, a number of ways to do that, but you must allow yourself to recognize that something is bad for you and not go to your head and say, I should not be bothered by that, or that person does not really mean what, all of the things that the head does. When something is not good for your energy, your obligation is to know that. That does not make you super sensitive. That makes you intuitive. And whether it is simply excusing yourself, inviting someone else into the conversation to break that up, or leaving, you must be willing to do those things when your own energy is being interfered with. You do not consult the head about that. You consult the heart, which is telling you how much work it is having to do to keep your energy balanced. So we mention this only because so much of the world around you, so much of what is being presented to you, whether it is in the media or sometimes even in conversation, is actually not good for your energy. And as soon as you know that, you want to be responsive to yourself, because when energy is depleted, of course, then you have to recreate that energy, and you can, which is a fine thing. But you do not want to have to go through your day recreating energy. Now, it is very wise to understand that you can look over and not like an energy. but know that that energy is not impositional on your energy. That is a point of discernment that makes you very wise. So we will leave you with this because of the times you are in and because of the, how would we say, the erratic nature of situations that you are encountering, whether that is in your driving or in being out in the world, in conversations. It certainly, you do not have to run from everything that is not like you, that would never work. But you want to allow yourself to be cognizant of the difference between an energy you like, an energy you do not like, and an energy that is actually intrusive. There is power in that knowledge. So if you will begin to breathe deeply and easily, feel a cleansing energy rising from the heart of the earth, coming into your root. Cleansing the creative portion of the root, allowing the alignment of the creative root and the earth so that what you create is supported. Feel the cleansing energy move up and into the second center. And allow the energy to displace any heaviness or any imposed energy that you do not wish to carry. Feel the energy that cleanses come into your solar plexus and wash away from your body the energy of fear, the energy of distress. Allow your body to release that as the cleansing energy restores the solar plexus. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the heart. And let the cleansing energy fill the heart and wash away the pain. Assist the heart with releasing any old energy patterns which do not serve you now. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy hold communication that recognizes you, your worth, and empowers that. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. Let the cleansing energy clean the third eye so that your intuitive processes are restored and renewed. Feel the cleansing energy open the crown. Wash away anything that might prevent you from receiving all that is intended for you, all that the universe smilingly gives you for your life. Now let your energy rise up through that open crown. Move higher and higher. See the night sky and the lights that are the beauties and balance of the universe. and see your own light and know that it is a part of that. And see the path that spreads before you and walk on that path with ease and lightness to a place that joyfully opens to you because it has been prepared for you. And breathe in the energy. And move upward in this place, stopping to refresh yourself with the water that flows in this place. Move up to the place where your teacher waits and spend this time with your teacher. When you have been with your teacher, know that your teacher has a gift for you. Resting the mind, take the gift. When you've known the gift, thank the teacher and come back down the path. And know that in your place there is golden rain and it fills you and makes a field around you and restores your worth. come back to the path in the sky. And to the room again. And as a service, find gifts, messages for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.